The first goodbye, the air was heavy with summer rain the day they met. Ava stood on the steps of the train station in the quaint town of Serindale, clutching a worn leather sketchbook to her chest, as the first drops began to fall. She had come to the sleepy town for peace, to find clarity in the quiet, and to distance herself from a city that had grown too loud, too busy, and too full of memories that hurt. Serindale was everything the city wasn't. Charming, slow, unassuming. It was the kind of place where strangers nodded in passing and birdsong replaced sirens. Ava rented a small room above a bookshop run by a kind widow named Mrs. Ellsworth, who brewed tea stronger than any feelings Ava tried to suppress. She was not expecting to meet someone like Leo. He arrived on a Wednesday. Ava remembered because the town's market square was bustling, and she had gone out early to sketch the scene. The flower stall overflowing with tulips, the baker arranging fresh loaves, children chasing each other between stalls. And then she saw him, tall, with messy dark hair and a travel-worn satchel slung across his shoulder. Leo looked out of place and entirely a home all at once. He wore a camera around his neck and a look in his eyes that said he wasn't just passing through, he was searching for something. Ava didn't expect him to walk straight up to her. "Are you sketching me?" he asked with a half-smile, peering at her open book. Flustered, Ava snapped it shut. "No, I mean, I was sketching the tulips behind you." Leo laughed. "A likely story. I'll take that as a compliment." That was how it started. He was a photographer from the city, like her, though he rarely spoke of why he'd left. They bonded over long walks through the hills, quiet evenings in the bookshop's attic, and shared silences that felt more like understanding than emptiness. Ava found herself smiling more than she had in months. Leo listened without prying, watched without judging, and made her feel seen. "You're not what I expected," she told him one evening as they sat by the lake, watching the sunset paint the sky in watercolors. "What did you expect?" he asked. "I don't know," she admitted. "Someone temporary. Someone forgettable." He looked at her then, the light catching his eyes like fire. "I'll try to be unforgettable. But the thing about people trying to disappear is they never plan to stay." 2 months passed. Long enough for Ava to know the weight of his touch, the sound of his laugh, the way he said her name when he thought she wasn't listening. It was easy to pretend that time stood still in Serindale. Until Leo's past caught up with him. He didn't tell her he was leaving. Not right away. Not until the night she found the train ticket folded inside one of his books. "You weren't going to tell me," she said, her voice quiet but sharp, like broken glass underfoot. "I was going to. I didn't know how." Ava stared at him, trying to memorize everything. The curve of his jaw, the way he fidgeted with the hem of his sleeve, the sorrow buried deep in his eyes. "You promised," she whispered. "I never promise forever," he said, "only that I wouldn't be forgettable." That night, they didn't sleep. They held each other like the world was ending, because for them, it was. In the morning, he was gone. Ava stood again on the steps of the station, the same place they'd first crossed paths as the rain returned. She watched the train disappear into the distance and whispered into the gray, "If we meet again, we'll be a romantic story." 5 years later, New York City, the city hadn't changed much, but Ava had. She now wore her hair shorter, her eyes a little older, and her smile far less frequent. Success had found her in the most ironic way. Her sketches, the same quiet ones she'd started in Serindale, had been discovered by an art gallery curator at a small showing. One thing led to another, and soon Ava's name was whispered to the art scene like a breeze before a storm. People admired her work for its softness, its aching beauty. They said her art captured moments lost to time, eyes filled with longing, hands almost touching. She never told them who inspired those pieces. That was hers to keep. One drizzly Tuesday in October, Ava walked into a small bookstore in the East Village, more out of habit than intent. Her gallery opening was a week away, and she needed silence. The kind of silence that only books and paper could offer. She rounded the corner of the art section and froze. He was there. Leo, same dark hair, slightly longer now, tied at the nape. He wore a gray scarf and glasses that did nothing to hide the storm of emotion in his eyes when he turned and saw her. For a moment, neither of them moved. Ava felt the world tilt beneath her feet. Her heart pounded so hard she thought it might leap from her chest. 5 years had not been enough to forget the sound of his laugh, the way he held his camera like a lifeline, the way his absence had carved a hollow space inside her. Leo's voice was quieter than she remembered, but still unmistakably his. "Ava." She blinked. "You're here?" He looked as stunned as she felt. "I could say the same about you." They sat together in a nearby cafe. Not because they planned to, because their legs carried them there like it was written into their bones. Ava wrapped her fingers around a mug of tea she didn't drink, while Leo stirred a cup of coffee he never sipped. "How long have you been back?" she asked finally. "I moved here 2 years ago," Leo said. "Started a small photography studio. Freelance mostly. Weddings, portraits. I just stopped running." Ava studied him. "You ran for a long time." He nodded. "I was scared. Of how much I felt for you. Of what it meant to stay." She said nothing. The pain of his departure still hung in the back of her mind like a half-healed wound. "I thought about you," he added. "Every day." "Then why didn't you find me?" Leo looked down. "Because I told myself I didn't deserve to." The silence between them thickened. Then Ava surprised herself. "My gallery is opening this Friday. You should come." He looked up, startled. "You're sure?" "I don't know," she said honestly. "But I think I want to know what it feels like to see you and not run away." He smiled a little sad. "Then I'll be there." The night of the opening, the gallery was packed. Critics, artists, collectors. Ava moved through them like a ghost, her expression calm, her voice polite. But her mind was elsewhere. She wore a long navy dress, simple and elegant. Her hair was tucked behind her ear, revealing a single silver earring, a gift from Leo from that summer in Serendale. She hadn't worn it since. A small corner of the gallery had been dedicated to her Whispers collection. Sketches of fleeting glances, lovers in the rain, hands reaching across tables but never quite touching. Each piece was dated from her time in Serendale. One in particular, titled "The Goodbye," drew the most attention. It depicted a woman standing at a train station, rain falling, eyes filled with something too big for words. She'd drawn it the morning after Leo left. A hush fell around her as someone stepped close. Ava turned, and there he was. Leo wore a black suit, his hair still damp from the rain outside. He looked at the sketch silently for a long time before saying, "I remember this moment. I thought you weren't watching." "I always was," Ava said softly. They stood there, side by side, watching the version of themselves captured in charcoal and memory. Finally, he spoke. "Can I ask you something?"
"Yes."
"If we met again," he whispered, "would it still be a romantic story?" Ava's breath caught in her chest. Her fingers trembled around the stem of her wine glass. "It depends," she whispered. "Is this the ending or the beginning?" Leo turned to face her fully. "What if it's both?" Their eyes locked. The world around them, the gallery, the lights, the murmurs of the crowd, faded into static. Ava nodded once. "Then let's begin again." Leo exhaled a shaky breath. And in that moment, the 5 years between them collapsed like the closing of a book. He didn't kiss her. Not yet. But the way he looked at her, like he had never stopped, was more intimate than any touch. Ava smiled, for real this time. "You still owe me a sunrise in Serendale." Leo grinned. "Then let's go find one." 2 weeks later, Serendale the hills were still as green as Ava remembered. The lake still mirrored the sky, quiet and silver under the winter clouds. Not much had changed in Serendale, and that was what made returning feel like a dream. Too perfect, too surreal, too impossible to believe. Leo stood beside her, his camera slung over his shoulder again, like it had never left him. They walked slowly through the market square, passing the old tulip stall, now replaced by winter roses. The cobblestones under their feet seemed to remember them, as if welcoming them home after a long, painful journey. "You think Mrs. Ellsworth still runs a bookshop?" Leo asked as they passed a familiar wooden door. Ava smiled faintly. "She does. I wrote her before we came." Inside, the same comforting scent of dust and paper wrapped around them. Mrs. Ellsworth looked up from her counter and her eyes lit with surprise. "Ava," she said, stepping around the counter. "And you must be Leo." He blinked. "You remember me?" "Oh, I remember heartbreak when I see it. You gave this girl the kind of sadness people write songs about." Leo opened his mouth to reply, but Ava laughed softly. "It's all right. He's trying to fix it." Mrs. Ellsworth patted Ava's hand. "Well, you've both come back. That's a good start." They stayed in a small cottage just beyond the edge of town. The fireplace crackled with warmth, and the silence between them was different now. Gentler. Not filled with regret, but with questions, answers, and the promise of healing. On their second morning, Leo rose early and found Ava sitting by the window, sketching. "You're up?" he said, approaching slowly. "I never really slept," she said without turning around. "Too many dreams." "About what?" She looked over her shoulder at him. "About us. About the past. And about what we are now." He came closer and knelt beside her chair. "What do you see when you draw us now?" Ava hesitated, then showed him the page. It was the two of them, standing at the edge of the lake, hand in hand, older change, but still tethered by something invisible and strong. There were no trains, no goodbyes, only presents. Leo's throat tightened. "You see us here. I always hope we come back," she said. "But I never knew if you would." "I wanted to," he whispered. "For years. But I was ashamed. I thought I'd ruined us." Ava reached out and touched his face gently. "We both made mistakes. But we also made something beautiful. That has to mean something." "It does," he said. "It means everything." The sunrise on their last morning in Serendale, Ava woke before dawn. She slipped into a coat, wrapped a scarf around her neck, and stepped outside. The air was cold and still, the world hushed in prelude. Leo followed moments later, camera in hand. They walked in silence through the sleeping town, up the hill that overlooked the valley. It was the same place where once they had sat side by side, watching the sunset years ago. This time, they came for sunrise. They reached the summit just as the first light broke over the horizon. Gold spilled across the clouds, delicate and soft, bathing the land in warmth. Ava closed her eyes and let it wash over her. Leo lifted his camera but didn't take a photo. "I can't capture this," he said quietly. "Why not?" she asked, opening her eyes. "Because some moments aren't meant to be held. Just felt." Ava turned toward him. "Then feel this." She took his hand and pressed it over her heart. Leo's eyes shone. "I've been dreaming of this moment since the day I left." Ava smiled. "Then don't leave again." "I won't." He leaned in slowly. No urgency. No fear. Only reverence. Their lips met. Not like a question this time, but like a homecoming. The kiss was soft. Slow. Full of memories and forgiveness and new beginnings. When they pulled apart, Ava whispered, "You know, if we met again, I always said it would be a romantic story." Leo smiled, resting his forehead against hers. "And it is?" She exhaled, a breath of relief and wonder. "Do you think we wasted too much time?" "No," he said. "We just needed the time apart to find our way back, to make the ending worth the wait." Ava nodded. "Then let's write the rest of it together." Epilogue. 1 year later, the City Gallery buzzed with excitement. Ava's newest exhibit, titled Full Circle, had drawn attention from across the country. The pieces were brighter now. Still emotional. Still deep, but hopeful. Among them was a centerpiece sketch, Sunrise Over Serendale. It showed two figures hand in hand at the top of a hill, backs turned to the viewer, faces toward the light. Leo stood beside her as guests wandered through, his hand on her waist. "Still nervous?" he asked. "A little," she admitted. "But I like this version of our story." He leaned down, his lips brushing her ear. "So do I." Ava turned to look at him. And for a moment, everything else fell away. This was a story she would carry with her now. Not the pain of separation, but the beauty of reunion, of second chances, of a love that returned with the sunrise. And in the quiet of her heart, she thought once more, "If we meet again, it will be a romantic story." And now it was